You can't get much simpler than the materials Denton artist Taylor Barnes often uses, just black charcoal on white fabric, or tree branches and twine. In this week's Art and Seek Spotlight, we visit the artist to see how much she can do with so little. Taylor Barnes' studio on the UNT campus is unusual. It's a mess. Most artist studios typically are. Messing around is often part of the creative process. But here, everything's pretty much black or white. A fine black powder coats the floor like the darkest soot imaginable, and it's smudged across the once white walls.
You create a lot of dust in here.
Oh, it's ridiculous in here usually. I mean, this room is usually coated. Yeah.
The 25-year-old Barnes often works in charcoal, not the kind you light up in your backyard grill. Barnes uses burned willow charcoal, what looks like sticks of pitch black chalk. When she uses it on fabric, it crumbles into powder.
It's the tactileness of it, the texture that comes up on the canvas. I really am just attracted to how black it can get.
And with Barnes, it's a dense black. She works that charcoal, which is why she wears a face mask respirator, like a house painter, so she can breathe.
Whenever I started working in here and I was like seeing all of the flakes going up, I was like, oh my God, I have to protect myself from this. It will kill me one day.
Many of Barnes' current works are both impressive and restrained in their stark simplicity. On a loose, bare fabric, she creates huge, dark circles and ovals, like black holes in the wall. These same shapes appear in her ceramic sculptures, and they, too, are either black or white.
I love that there's no frills. It's just black and white. Yeah, I love that about it.
Other times, Barnes will take a word like other and embroider it into fabric over and over. Or she'll build a simple cage of sticks and twine and call it barracoon. That's an old term for a slave barracks. Barnes is African American. She's one of the very few black graduate students in UNT's College of Visual Arts and Design. You can be impressed by the sharp minimalism of Barnes' art and not know that all this is about race.
That's what makes her work so powerful.
Lauren Cross is an artist and teaches interdisciplinary art and design at UNT.
She is having this very intimate conversation about race, about her own experience of being African American, and yet the visual representation of it seems simple, yet has all these different layers.
Barnes grew up in Dallas, attended Capel High School.
I was a really huge jock. Like, I played soccer. I played tennis for a really long time. I was, like, super competitive. and then I tore my Achilles. So I started taking art a lot more seriously.
Barnes ended up double majoring at UNT in fibers and ceramics. Her work's been shown in local galleries. She's won awards. Barnes says art is where she finds her calmest self. It's where she transmutes her experience of race and identity into fabric, clay, or wood.
I don't think every black artist has to talk about black things. I don't think that that is fair because we live it every day. But I definitely think that it's important.
At Capel High, Barnes says white students called her Oreo, meaning, of course, black on the outside, white on the inside.
And what do you do or say when you're 12, 14, and you don't understand what that means and what that comparison is? So I have no clue what provoked that. I guess simply because of the way I speak, because I have an education.
What Barnes ultimately did was title one of her works, Oreo. It's a huge black circle with fine white lines. Only the title indicates there's something more here. Barnes is taking minimalist forms, which are typically abstract, even emotionally blank, and layering in racial history and personal experience. She isn't bothered that some people catch these meanings while others may see only shapes.
I think that's a great place to be because there's no barrier and there's no box. And to me, this theme of identity and experience will be a common theme in my life. This is who I am, so it doesn't feel forced.
Barnes expects she'll be spending her lifetime using charcoal, clay, fabric, and other materials to explore her complex feelings about race. Because black or white, they're not so simple. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.